This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4054 for Thursday, the 15th of February, 2024. Today's show is entitled Cyberpunk 2077. It is hosted by Daniel Person and is about 7 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is my experience playing Cyberpunk 2077.
Hello, hackers! And in this podcast, I'm going to talk about a game. I have heard that others have talked a lot about what they have been gaming lately and what is going on in that space, and also talking about how different computer games work and so on. I'm very much into these kind of experiences in games. I love a really good experience, a rich environment, a large world, but I don't really like these kind of large world environments where you don't really have any objective. So if you just send me into a large world with a bunch of these kind of small things and not really have a good story arc, then I'm just gonna end up not playing it. So I played through Dragon Age and Dragon Age 2, which I really liked. And then I came to Dragon Age Inquisition, for instance. And when I got a horse in that game and realized that this is just another Zelda game, pretty much, Zelda Link Awakening or whatever it's called, the latest one, or Tears of the Kingdom or something like that, I was really put down and said, okay, I will not play this anymore because I know that it will be such a grind and not that much story. So I need to do a lot of work in order to get that extra information out. Which is really nice with one of the games I played during my holiday break, which was Cyberpunk. Cyberpunk has a lot of these extra game elements to them. You have one thing where you chase down these kind of cyber villains. So Cyberpunk is set in the future, 2077, where people pretty much have merged with machines, and in some cases people have gone crazy, and you will chase down these crazy people and try to help them pretty much get back into society. There is a bunch of different side quests where you find somebody and talk to them and help them in different ways. You can go on a treasure hunt. You find a map piece somewhere, and then you go to one coordinate and find more information, and then to the next one and so on, which could be really fun. A lot of different driving things that you needed to do. Just pick up a car at one point and then just drive it to a different point. And now that I have played through the full game and have done everything, I could feel that it's really just enjoyable to go into the world and drive around. It's one of those games that are beautiful and rich and really interesting to just live in. Driving around, stopping somewhere and taking a cup of coffee, for instance, could be as enjoyable as playing the rest of the game. But it has a great story with a great story arc as well. It's very mature, so there is a lot of mature concept in the game. So I think if you are not an adult, you should not play it. It could be very rough at some places and so on, but I still think that is a very rich story. You can start in three different positions. Either you're a nomad starting in the desert and then arriving to the city, or you could be a person that is waking up and living on the streets pretty much, and then rising up from there and becoming a person of notice. Or you could be one that has a desk job and then just stops working and then goes out as a bounty hunter. So the game is pretty much you are a bounty hunter and then goes around doing jobs for hire. And the jobs could be anything from going to a place and finding a thing to going to a place and helping people. And the story arc is interesting because you start with doing a job. A particular thing happens to you, which is pretty much sets up the full game, which it does that you need to do a bunch of things in order to survive. So you're working for your survival in the game because of the first event that happens in the game. And then by the end of the game, there is a really good ending or multiple endings, depending on how you actually play your game. And if you're running into the DLC, which I also have run through and done everything, there is more endings and more things to find out there. And in the DLC, there is these kind of objectives that are either you are a detective in one case, so you're trying to figure out a crime, and then you in another case you are going and impersonating this particular person in order to change the power dynamic in the city and so on. So there is a bunch of different interesting story arcs going on in the game. And I just ate it up. I just went through it and played all of it. And I really like this setting, this game, and this kind of storytelling. I don't think I have done all the side quests yet, but it doesn't really matter. I've gotten all the story I need from this game. So in my mind, I'm done with it. But I could just pick it up and drive around, as I said, because I really like the city vibe and the place of this game. And driving is actually super enjoyable. I didn't like the driving from the beginning. It was really hard to get to understand how to drive. And the car that you get from the beginning is a really bad one. But if you get a better car, a better motorbike, it's actually enjoyable to drive around. So that was Cyberpunk. Have you played it? Did you like it? Leave a comment about that or send me an email if you want. I would love to know what you think about the game, or if you have played it, or if you don't play these games at all. And I hope to hear you, hope to see you in the next episode.
Been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.